Well, coming up on today's show, the Model 3 gets a perfect 5-star safety rating, Volkswagen look to North America for their brand new EV factories, and why electric commercial vehicles are currently dominating one particular show. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Hello and welcome to the Friday, the 21st of September edition of EV News Daily. It's Martin Lee here with the news you need to know about electric cars and the move towards sustainable transport. And another day of really positive EV news, more stuff that I just didn't have time to do because otherwise this would be an hour long. But don't worry, those stories do go into the Patreon exclusive Saturday bonus show that I produce, where I put a lot of the stuff that I just don't think that maybe like the broad mainstream people who are dipping into the podcast necessarily want to get too geeky and nerdy about, but there's so much stuff that I'm rolling over to Saturday for the Patreon supporters. Thank you to MyEV for helping make the show, not only for setting the question of the week, but also building their marketplace, their website, which allows you to buy and sell and learn about electric cars. Well, a big day for Model 3. It's always good when Elon retweets something positive from an external source, and Tesla's Model 3 has been awarded a 5-star rating by the US Auto Safety Agency, NHTSA, or NHTSA. According to its website, the car had no recalls, investigations, or complaints. This means all of Tesla's production vehicles have received a perfect rating from the agency. Both the larger Model S and the Model X have received 5-star ratings as well. The Model 3 has received the high safety ratings from other groups as well. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety gave the car superior rating in its front crash test, according to CNBC. What are the tests that the NHTSA agency do? Well, they do a frontal crash. They say it combines the driver and passenger star ratings into a single star rating for the front. The frontal barrier test simulates a head-on collision between two similar vehicles, each moving at 35 miles an hour. There's the overall side rating, combines the side barrier and the side Polestar ratings, and there's the rollover test. The rollover resistance test measures the risk of rollover in any single vehicle in a loss of control scenario. 5 stars all around. Of course, the pictures made their way online first, and then the videos made their way online. For anybody who's waiting for a Model 3, maybe you're waiting for yours in North America, for anyone in the rest of the world waiting for theirs, and actually here in the UK, right-hand drive models, which aren't going to be made for many months. It's kind of heartbreaking to see the videos, but they've got to do it. They've got to produce the cars and then wreck them. And of course, if you are going to simulate two cars coming into a head-on collision at 35 miles an hour each, that's 70 miles an hour that you have to hit a Model 3 with. All the videos are online. Kind of heartbreaking, but also good to know that the cars withstand major punishment. Do you remember when they first started making the Model 3 and they started getting the reviews in, and there was the Sandy Munro video that he made and his first impressions? He's the guy that takes the cars apart for a living for various different companies around the world and produces very expensive reports, literally takes each car apart down to nut and bolt and does a cost analysis of everything. His comment at the time was, this car is way over-engineered. In other words, other car companies don't make them that strong. You know what? I'd rather have a car that was over-engineered and protected my family. That is not a criticism that I mind being aimed at a car that I would love to drive. Well, Volkswagen have big plans to make their cars in North America. CNET's Roadshow picking up on the story about this, which was all part of the big news coming out of VW this week. Volkswagen's efforts to ramp up EV sales include opening a new factory in North America dedicated to EVs. Though the plant's location hasn't been disclosed or even decided, the VW announcement came that it did confirm it would be 2022. When the factory opens. Thomas Ulbrich is Volkswagen's board member for e-mobility. He told reporters in Dresden, there is no decision made so far. We think the natural fit is Chattanooga, heading to Tennessee, but no planning done so far. Well, Volkswagen already builds the e-Golf at its plants in Wolfsburg and Dresden. Next year, it's going to start converting massive, frankly, Zwickau plant in Germany from building only fossils to all electric cars. By the end of 2020, that factory alone will have about 330,000 EV per year capacity. Most of those EVs, I think, just aimed really at being sold in Europe. I'll put a link to the CNET article in the show notes for you to read more. There's a current show going on, by the way, the commercial vehicle show, the IAA here in Europe, and they might as well change their name to EAA, says this report. Almost every OEM, every producer of vehicles. In every segment, it's flipping the switch towards electric propulsion, another phenomenon that is no longer a phenomenon, smart logistics and telematics, say a very impressed report on globalfleet.com that I found today for you. Every OEM seems aware of the booming business that is e-commerce and the effects it has on their industry. Dense traffic, lack of parking spaces, low emission zones, more regulators charging people to come into those zones or just flat out banning diesels. And challenges that lead to new concepts involving local hubs where packages are redistributed and taken to their destination by a more agile, flexible mean of transport, like e-bikes. There was the Ford Transit announced so far this week, the Renault Autonomous Pods, which are kind of futuristic and concept-y, Mercedes Vision Urbanetic, which looks really interesting, VW with the e-Crafter, Mercedes with the e-Sprinter, that crazy good VW Buzz Cargo, all caps. No, VW ID Buzz Cargo, all caps. And the Chinese Maxus EV80. And that's an interesting one to talk about, because so many of these, yes, they're concepts, yes, they're coming soon at some date in the future. But let's talk about the Chinese, should we? Maxus is presenting a range of zero-emission battery electric vans at the IAA commercial show in Hanover. The light commercial vehicle manufacturer, a subsidiary of China's largest maker, SIAC Motor, is announcing that LeasePlan is an exclusive partner here in Europe to get more people driving them. And ahead of a full launch in 2019, according to Green Car Congress, the Maxus EV80 is driven by a permanent magnet synchronous motor, delivers maximum output of 100 kilowatts, and all model variants have got the same plug-in powertrain, a 56 kilowatt hour battery pack with a range of around 200 kilometers depending on how you spec it. So SIAC, if you haven't heard about them, they are responsible for introducing a range of brands, products and services here in Europe, backed by SAIC Motor, the parent company. They are the world's seventh largest auto company. People listening right now going, I've never heard of them. China's largest manufacturer. With the introduction of the Maxus light commercial vehicle brand, SAIC Mobility is just kicking off its European activities. And it's the largest company that's doing so from China, making a big sale here in a big push here in Europe for sales. You know, I don't want to sound like some sort of conspiracy theorist, but let me say this. The Chinese are coming. And if you're listening to this podcast in China, you're probably thinking, they're already here. However, if you're listening in Europe or North America, you think I'm joking. The Chinese are coming. They are deadly serious about selling a lot of vehicles. And like I say, a lot of these vehicles that we talked about this week are things that are coming, that are on the way. No, SAIC are selling a ton of these already, these commercial vehicles in China. So really, the only thing they've got to do to start selling them in Europe is start selling them in Europe. Well, another big fossil company buying more EV activity. You know, I start to wonder, actually, if you want to make some money, start an EV charging company and then wait to be bought. I think as long as you've got a pretty damn good idea and you're happy to work your socks off on it, if it's a success, you're going to be able to sell it for big bucks. We've seen this with big companies like Shell and BP making really big investments in, well, I say big. You know what? In terms of their books, they're not big at all. They are almost margin of errors on some of those big capex investments they make. But in the EV world, they're very big, right? But in the hundreds of millions, whereas in the oil industry world, it's kind of like the deals that own the billions. But anyway, Total, the French company Total, has expanded its footprint in the French electricity market with the completion of its takeover of Direct Energy, an alternative power supplier, and they've acquired an EV charging solutions provider. According to this Reuters report I found for you today, with a market share of more than a quarter of all charging points for local governments and growth in revenues of 50% last year, G2 Mobility is the company they've bought. They've bought some new competencies to provide efficient electric charging systems to the company, to B2B and B2C customers, says Total's head of marketing and services. Now, part of the G2 Mobility deal, Total also signed a partnership agreement with a cable company called Nexans, and they're going to be developing infrastructure for EVs in France. I'll put a link to all the news, by the way, in the show notes if you want to follow this up for more yourself, just more evidence that some of that legacy money, that oil money, is being funneled into EVs, because these are very smart people. You know what? I said this before on the podcast. Rich people are very good at staying rich. Big companies with all the money are very good at keeping all the money. I mean, generally, Obviously, the big ones go bust. But normally, follow the money. And economics tends to win. Anyway, let me talk about a little bit more about some of that money being funneled into EVs and a $9 billion investment in building electric cars in Qatar. Should we just get this out of the way, where Qatar is? Okay, so the Middle East, you've got that right. So you've got the top of Africa, Egypt. It's just for the international listeners who perhaps you haven't looked at your globe for a while. So you've got the Middle East, you've got Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Iran, Syria, all those kind of places. You know where they are. Right, there's a tiny little place in the Persian Gulf. Yeah, that's Qatar. Maybe you like watching Formula One and you've seen races in Bahrain and things like that. Yeah, stone's throw from that. Okay, so they are looking to spend a lot of money on building electric cars. The first plant for the production of EVs in the state of Qatar is going to be built on an area which has been planned for 6 square kilometres. An estimated cost of $9 billion for that, a total investment until the production of the first car rolls off the line, according to this Peninsula Qatar website article I found for you today. The full production capacity of the plant is going to be reached in 7 years' time. 12 production lines are going to be running 24 hours a day. Initial capacity is going to be 500,000 EVs per year until 2025. And then they have plans, space, money and investment to build the factory out to be 1 million cars every single year. Well, the chairman of the Japanese company Arm has revealed these details. The director of the Environmental and Municipal Study Center in the area stressed the establishment of the first plant for the production of EVs in the state of Qatar is one of promising economic projects, they say, that support the national economy to achieve their national vision 2030. And it's just more examples, if you ask me, of how a lot of that Middle East money, that kind of money around Saudi Arabia and some of the oil money is being spent on electric cars. What did I tell you? Follow the money. The rich are pretty good at hanging on to their cash and often making more of it as well. Follow the money and look down the line 5-10 years. You'll see where it's all going. This is big, big news and dead exciting. Thank you so much to everybody who's been answering this week's question of the week. Maybe even the most popular one we've done. It's going to be a busy show when we answer all these on Sunday, which is when we always pay off the question of the week. Keep your comments coming in though. There's still room. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me about your EV buying experience. How did you buy your EV? Was it a dealer? Was it used? Did you haggle on price? Was it leased? Is there some sort of success or fail that you had when you were buying your EV? I'd love to know about your personal experience, and I'll pass it on to the thousands of people that listen to the show every day around the world. Thank you very much to everyone supporting on Patreon as well. And a massive thank you to our newest supporter in the last couple of hours, Chris Hopkins. Chris, you're a legend. Thank you so much. Has joined up at the $10 a month level, which I always say that $5 a month is the price of a fancy coffee. And I got an email a couple of days ago from one of my American listeners to go, actually, you know, $10 is probably the price of a really fancy coffee. So thank you very much. If you're passing up a coffee a month to support the podcast, hopefully you learn something. Maybe you're entertained by it or whatever. You get this podcast every day. And thank you so much for those that do support it, which provides it for everybody else. There are 241 previous episodes for free in all the usual places you get your podcasts from. I've got a blog online at evnewsdaily.com. And if you search for that, you'll probably find all of my social channels. That tends to come up at the top of the search results these days. And you can catch up and come and say hi online. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow.